Now, one of the more controversial proposals being debated tonight at the monthly GLC meeting at County Hall is the takeover of one of the oldest local authorities in Britain, the City of London Corporation. The plan is to abolish the corporation and split it up into committees under the control of Tower Hamlets Council, which already looks after the neighbouring area of Stepney. The city is not one of the most densely populated areas of London, but this morning Diana Wallace went down to see what local residents think of the whole idea in question.
Can you tell me what you think of the new GLC policy to incorporate the city and become part of the GLC?
Well, I think it's a very good idea because the city is very rich and certain boroughs in London are very poor, such as Lambeth, and the money which they've spent on a project like this could be much better spent on housing a lot of people.
What would you feel would be the advantages for the GLC?
For the GLC? Well, they think that they get more money out of the city. Whether they would, I don't know. I think the city is already very generous with the GLC. Not that it needs to be, except for its own self-preservation, but it gives a lot of money now. I think the GLC just want greater control. Perhaps the chairman of the GLC wants to be the titular head of London rather than the Lord Mayor for ceremonial occasions. Give the chairman's banquet instead of the Lord Mayor's banquet. That's about the only advantage that I can see.
I think it was an absolute disaster.
Can you tell me why you think that?
Well, basically, because the city has a great identity of its own, whereas the GLC is sort of a sprawling mass, a conurbation, with no identity at all.
I think it's a good idea that they should take over running the sort of social services and perhaps be involved in organising the finance of the massive finance that the city has. I think the GLC has a long tradition of solving urban problems, as it were, which perhaps the city doesn't have that expertise. Its expertise is perhaps in business and commerce, which I think it should keep to itself anyway. Perhaps the city could become another London borough, why not?
I totally disagree with it. I think they've basically made a mess of the rest of London, and now they want to make a mess of what is really a very well-run part of the city. The city itself, when you come into it, is clean and well-lit as opposed to any of the surrounding boroughs, which immediately strike you as dingy and dirty and very poorly serviced.
If it didn't make any effect, I wouldn't mind, but I think it will. I think the GLC plan is for the greater glory of the GLC, not for the benefit of the people who live in the City of London.
Welcome to a very cold and wet County Hall. With me I've got Tony Banks, who's chairman of the GLC General Purposes Committee, whose idea this takeover is, and Norman Hall, who's chairman of the Policy Committee of the Corporation of the City of London. Mr. Banks, if I can turn to you first of all, why the need to absorb what has always been a very successful little borough?
Well, first of all, not my idea to take over the city. I'm merely carrying through proposals that have been tabled by the Labour movement, both nationally and in London, for many, many years. Our contention is that the city doesn't pay its fair share of running London, the costs of running London. Secondly, we fail to see why the city, which is an unrepresentative enclave in the middle of London, should purport to speak on behalf of 7 million Londoners. And thirdly, we consider it to be the most undemocratic local government institution in the country that is sheltering behind a lot of pomp and circumstance, but is actually a very undemocratic institution that ought to have been removed many, many years ago.
Norman Hall, to guess you'd disagree.
Oh, I disagree most totally. And first of all, let's deal with the financial side very, very briefly. We run our city extremely well on an extremely small budget, and we give vast sums, 140 million, in fact, to the Greater London Council, the Inner London Education Authority, and other parts of London for the benefit of Londoners as a whole. All this talk about altering our affairs will be ridiculous when you think that we have got a marvellous, neat, tidy little area. The lady who's just been talking said how neat and tidy it is. And how is it going to be run from so far away as County Hall, where they have the most immense problems to try and run the whole of London? A most immense problem, so much so that there's some doubt whether we shall even reach this on the agenda this afternoon.
We do, in fact, have immense problems, and that is the very point of the argument that the city has immense wealth, we have immense problems, and we are saying that that city wealth should be dedicated more to solving London's entire problems. Of course the city is a nice, neat little patch. So is my back garden. But the fact is that one looks at the problems from the GLC point of view of the whole of London, and not of one square mile run by a few rich businessmen, because that's what it is.
The back garden we've been talking about doesn't contribute to the national economy, whereas the City of London is the greatest contributor to the wealth and prosperity of this country that has ever been assembled in one small space.
Wealth created by 500,000 people who come in every day to work in the city. But the business vote, which is kept for the few businessmen, the 8,000 businessmen who work in the city but don't live in the city, is denied to the 500,000 workers who come in every day. Now, is that democracy? It doesn't seem like it to me.
But if you're taking over the city and absorbing it into the other local boroughs, presumably you have to offer them something. What can you actually offer the city?
We don't have to offer the city anything at all. It's what we're going to offer the boroughs like Southwark and Tower Hamlets, who have most of the pressing social problems of London. I'm concerned about those boroughs and their social problems. I'm not concerned about the city and some of its customs and its rich man's club.
I can assure you that none of the things that are proposed tonight will do one little bit to help the difficulties of Southwark. In fact, we make a tremendous contribution to that now, and if we were associated, for example, with one of the other boroughs, there's quite a good chance that the rates that are payable by the unfortunates of Southwark would go up rather than the reverse.
Right. Thank you very much. For a very cold county hall, back to the studio.